Unlike the land-bound kakapo, migratory birds fly millions of miles on a regular basis between their breeding grounds and their winter quarters. BirdLife International estimates that at least 25 million of them, including endangered species of waterfowl, songbirds and raptors, are killed illegally every year around the Mediterranean Sea alone. Close to our Deutsche Welle studios here in Bonn is the headquarters of the United Nations Convention on Migratory Species, or CMS for short. It recently announced the creation of a special intergovernmental task force to combat the illegal killing, taking and trade of migratory birds in the Mediterranean area. Carmen Navis is the coordinator. She dropped into the studio earlier and I asked her who makes up the task force and how they plan to catch the villains who are killing our feathered friends.
It's composed mainly by government officials, a representative from each of the coastal countries in the Mediterranean, and also a number of observers, which are international organizations, NGOs, United Nations agencies, etc. Basically, it will focus on law enforcement. It will provide the means for the countries to tackle the illegal killing in their own countries.
So why are birds being killed, and which birds in particular are we talking about?
Well, there are a number of species affected. These are migratory birds which migrate in particularly in autumn and spring. In autumn, they migrate from Europe to Africa, and then in spring, they travel back to Europe in order to breed. So, according to a study from BirdLife International, an estimated number of 25 million migratory birds are killed every year.
That's a lot of birds.
Yes, indeed. And it's only an estimation, a modest estimation.
Now, are we talking about birds being deliberately killed, or birds which are killed because they hit power lines or are involved in some kind of accidents?
No, we are talking about deliberate killing. So it means a deliberate illegal action that goes against international legislation.
So what kind of killing? Are we talking about people who hunt birds or farmers who kill birds?
Yes, we are talking about different methods that are used in this region in particular, which include the trapping with mist nets. These are nets that are placed right in the coast, right next to the sea. The birds are not able to view these nets, so they are trapped in them. And therefore, it's a way of catching a high number of birds in an easy way. So they are trapped in these nets and they normally die very slowly and painfully. And there is also a gluing system. It's a type of glue that they take it from the trees. But then they spread it into the branches of trees so that birds get trapped. So again, it's a very painful way of killing. They are also shot.
So why are people doing this?
There are several reasons for them to do it. There is a commercial purpose and there is a subsistence reason, either for food, or it's just when they have a very low income, they normally use the illegal trade or the illegal killing or trapping to sell the birds. This is the case of cage birds, for example. They are trapped in order to be sold as cage birds. And there is also a cultural reason for them to hunt. This has been a very traditional practice for centuries. In many countries in the region, it becomes like a sport for them.
This sort of hunting has been taking place for a long time. You said it is part of a cultural tradition. Have things changed to make it more of a problem these days, or are we just finding out about it now?
Well, the thing is that right now, this review of the illegal killing that I just mentioned before, that is a very comprehensive study, the first comprehensive study which measures the scope and the scale of the illegal killing, taking and trade of birds in the region.
Now, if we come back to the task force itself, apart from the people who are looking at the legal aspects, the actual volunteers who go out there checking up, trying to catch these people, how does it work?
This includes to strengthen the action from the police forces. We need an urgent action at the moment because of these high numbers of migratory birds that are being killed every year. The task force will also help the training of judges and police officers. So this is also something important to increase the penalties.
Can you give me an example of a species which will be focused on and where we might see some success in the not too distant future?
Well, a case of a species that are affected by the legal killing is, for example, songbirds. Songbirds are very small birds that are migratory birds, obviously. Protected by the Convention on Migratory Species, and these songbirds are trapped in order to be cage birds for, you know, to just to have them in the houses and enjoy their singing. So in the Mediterranean region, high numbers of songbirds die in the process of the legal trade, so they are particularly affected by this problem.
Then I hope we'll be able to hear you on Living Planet sometime in the not-too-distant future telling us about some of the successes in saving our popular birds.
I hope so.